This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got a pretty big night here in New York. You've got the Mets and Yankees playing. You've also got the Knicks and the Celtics in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. We know New York up 3-2, another chance to close things out. So here is an interesting take, and there's a reason why I'm playing this. I'll get to that in a moment. But Emmanuel Acho on FS1, he feels this way about Boston and what they're dealing with Jason Tatum out.
I want to go as far as to say the Boston Celtics match up better versus the New York Knicks without Jason Tatum than they do with Jason Tatum. Not because
break
of talent.
Down. Break that down.
Not because of
Please.
Talent. Exclusively Stop. Because of mindset.
All right. And so part of that mindset, as he explains.
I believe that a team is a reflection of its leader. Jason Tatum is the leader of the Boston Celtics. They are an incredible team, an incredibly talented team. But they are not as tough a team.
And then he went on to talk about the way he gave an example in terms of a specific point in the game, how Brown did things a little bit differently than the way Tatum would have.
This is what I was saying yesterday about them without Tatum, is that now everybody's got to take it up a notch, and other guys are going to get more opportunities, Jaylen Brown being one of them.
Which is where he kind of gets to.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown ends up driving more, taking mid-range jump shots around the rim as opposed to settling for threes like Jason Tatum was doing in game 1 and 2.
Right, and here's a kind of an example of how Brown leads.
Jaylen Brown stood there and let every player that played in the game and those that didn't even play in the game, he dapped them all up. He hit them all in the chest, and he looked them all in the eye. I'm not saying Jason Tatum wouldn't have done this. This just proved to me the leadership that Jaylen Brown has and is trying to inject into the veins of all of his teammates.
All right, so you get all of that. I bring that to you because now guess who responded and defended Jason Tatum?
I want to say Kevin Durant.
Yes, he did, as you saw this, and there must be a sports minute coming up soon.
No.
So here's what he said on X.
I'm saying that because the way you asked me.
Well, you were right. So it's Kevin Durant, and so he puts the video up and then writes, quote, "Hot take artists have ruined the sport. Football guys, no disrespect, but y'all boys need to stay in your lanes. You don't know what it's like between these lines. Give it a break. Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talking mental toughness, cut it out."
Wow.
Pretty strong take there.
I got to say, though, I understand exactly what Emmanuel Acho was saying, and I actually agree with it. You know, and if you're a fan of the sport, you like the sport, you watch the games, everybody loves Jason Tatum. Everybody feels terrible for Jason Tatum, but it's obvious what the hell the Boston Celtics did to him.
And what
night.
Was so offensive or knocking Jason Tatum in that clip? He's not saying that Jason Tatum's a bad player. He's not saying that Jason Tatum shouldn't be out there. What he's saying is that they match up better with the Knicks without him because they're going to the basketball and not settling for the threes, which is true.
Knicks by 20 tonight.
I know you love that. Did you make the bet?
I do. No, I will today. I did not yet. I might make the bet.
Think
I'm going to do the over 16.5 rather. I don't like that between the specific numbers, that between 21 and 30.
Yeah,
thing.
But you could do 16 plus.
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
I was looking at it
that's again. Okay. I'm sorry. I was not ignoring you. I was that's looking right. up the odds again.
I think that's the one I'm going to make. And yeah. I'm going to do what? Give me you got that up there right there.
I'm trying.
Can you give me a prop bet on Karl-Anthony Towns, who I think is going to have a big game?
Oh, I could definitely do that. So we'll go more wagers here. We'll go player props.
Yeah.
And what would you want points with him, huh?
Player points. Points and or the threes made.
All right. So to score, they have like to score 25 plus?
Sure.
25 plus for Karl Anthony Towns is plus 220.
Okay. And then what's threes made?
Player threes. Karl Anthony Towns, one or more threes. That's you don't want that.
No,
you want two plus.
Give me three plus.
Three plus. For Karl Anthony Towns, three plus 460.
There it is.
That's the bet.
So I'm going to take the Knicks minus 16.5, and I'm going to take Karl Anthony Towns over 3.5 threes.
All right. You better do it, man, because a lot of people think that you're just trolling with this.
No, and I will post it.
And you will.
I will do it, and I will post it.
That will prove.
Matter of fact, if you want, make the bet right now, and I'll Venmo you right now. And then this way we know it's a done deal.
I believe you.
Fair enough.
I believe you're going to do it later.
Last night, the Nuggets forced a seventh game beating the Thunder, 119-107, as Nikola Jokic had 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. So that was kind of cool. You got the Subway Series tonight between the Yankees and the Mets. We have all the action here on The Fan. So you asked about the pitching lab.
Yes.
This is how David Stearns kind of referred to the success of the pitchers, and I guess he means the lab here, but he uses a different phrase. The question was why the success with the rotation.
Majority of the credit goes to certainly the player, and then I think Jeremy Hefner and our entire pitching apparatus does a really good job of putting them into position.
There you go.
So yeah. that's what he used. Pitching apparatus.
The old pitching apparatus. He did not want to use lab.
I guess not. Apparatus.
The old apparatus.
Carlos Rodon and Tyler McGill will go tonight in the series opener. Then they'll play at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then Sunday Night Baseball around 8 o'clock with Max Fried and David Peterson in that game. Twins did shut out the Orioles for an 11th straight win 4-0. You had the Rangers beat the Astros 1-0. 8 innings for Jacob DeGrom and Shohei Ohtani. 2 home runs as the Dodgers beat up the A's by the score of 19-2. Quickly, next hour I'll give you some Ben Johnson and more from the Giants. This was the Scottie Scheffler, and we'll be done with it, talking about what we were discussing last year at the PGA last hour about the PGA Championship and the different conditions on the course morning to afternoon. And he was talking about the mud balls and what they were dealing with.
I understand how a golf purist would be like, oh, play it as it lies, but I don't think they understand what it's like literally working your entire life to learn how to hit a golf ball and control it and hit shots and control distance. And all of a sudden, due to a rules decision, that is completely taken away from us just by chance.
And then he goes on to say a good shot should be a good shot.
And when you think about the purest test of golf, I don't personally think that hitting the ball in the middle of the fairway you should get punished for.
Which makes sense.
Whiny biatch.
I'm with him
on this one, because it does, you know, you could also get more wind in the afternoon than the morning. So that also kind of balances what goes on here, and this is why they switch these tee times all the time. But for him, you know, to have to play on a soggy, wet golf course and hit the ball right in the middle of the fairway where you're supposed to hit it, and it plugs and pops out and has mud on it, that's why we play lift clean in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on days like that, to make sure that the player isn't penalized for hitting the ball where it's supposed to go.
That is right. He, by the way, 2 under. He is 5 behind Jonathan Vegas.
Which is amazing, by the way. Like, he got himself back. You know,
of course he did.
Yeah. Because he started on the back, and I think this was hole 16, that long par 4. Mm-hmm. And that's where he and Xander Schauffele both
double bogey.
Double bogey, yeah.
Hurricanes closed out the Capitals, winning 3-1. The Jets stayed alive, beating the Stars 4-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.